This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, once again, Pennsylvania politics did not disappoint. It was an exciting primary election. Tuesday was sort of the next round in two giant races with national implications, the governor and Senate race, and a host of locally important primaries as well. Where should we begin?
Boy, you're not kidding about Pennsylvania politics not disappointing. There's something about living in a bellwether area of a bellwether state here in the Lehigh Valley that seems to draw national attention every time Pennsylvanians in the region and across the state go to the polls. The place I would start is like a kind of a big picture look. As I was watching the results come in on the election night, one thing that I noticed was that the Democratic races, especially at the top of the ticket, seem to be pretty straightforward. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who had suffered a stroke last week, won his nomination for U.S. Senate to replace outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, and he beat his nearest competitor by nearly double-digit points. Same in the governor's race on the Democratic side. There was only one person to vote for, Attorney General Josh Shapiro. So that side of the ticket was kind of easy to predict and about what we expected.
But on the Republican side, say the Senate race, we still don't know the nominee yet.
No, it's still very close. There's about, at this point, maybe about 1,300 votes separating Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick. Now, Dr. Oz was the candidate who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. And that's one of the things that folks are watching at the national level was how do these endorsements impact these races? And I guess it remains to be seen. But one of the trends I think that we've seen in Pennsylvania politics, at least in the governor's race, was that Donald Trump's pick for governor did, in fact, win. That's Doug Mastriano. He came out of the state Senate to win that gubernatorial primary. And he is a very conservative candidate.
So even in a Republican Party that is led and somewhat dominated by former President Donald Trump, he's pretty far to the right.
He is. And what makes him unusual is because Pennsylvania is such a divided kind of purple state, usually the politicians that you see being put up for office tend to hew toward the middle. You have Republicans that look a little like Democrats and Democrats that look a little like Republicans. That is not the case with Doug Mastriano. It remains to be seen how that's going to play out in the general election.
What are some other interesting primary races from Tuesday?
Two really important primary races for us here in the Lehigh Valley. One is that 7th Congressional District. That seat is currently held by Democrat Susan Wild. She was unopposed in her primary. But the contest on the GOP side between Lisa Scheller and Kevin Delacour was close, closer than folks have expected, and neither has declared victory at this point. Lisa Scheller does have the lead, and if she is declared the winner, this would be a rematch for her. She faced Susan Wild in 2020 and lost, but it was a close contest. And some observers are saying because of redistricting, it may be harder for Susan Wild to win in November. So that's definitely a race to watch. Another really big one and an upset that we saw on election night was the 16th Senate District. That seat has been held by Republican Pat Brown for years, and he holds a really important leadership position in Harrisburg. He is the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. His competitor, Jarrett Coleman, currently has a lead of about 1,100 votes in that race and has declared victory, but Pat Brown has not conceded just yet.
And Pat Brown's role in the budget process has in the past brought a lot of money back to the Lehigh Valley. We've not talked about the pandemic for a couple of weeks, but we're still living with a COVID pandemic, and our newsroom is keeping an eye on that. What's on the horizon at this point for the Lehigh Valley?
Well, Brad, Lehigh and Northampton counties are both in the high incidence of COVID again. It's one of the national hotspots. And experts are recommending, both locally and at the national level, that people begin to mask again indoors. We haven't heard anything from public officials at the state or local level about any changes to local rules, but we've got eyes on that, Brad.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.